The opioid crisis ravaging the country has left a trail of grief and loss in its wake. In Pennsylvania, it's been as much of an urban problem as it's been a rural one. As part of Keystone Crossroads' series on rural schools, education reporter Kevin McCrory met with educators and civic leaders worried about the collateral effects the crisis is having on students.
Kelly Davis is a backstop. She runs the Titusville Regional Literacy Council, a community resource that helps high school dropouts find a path back to a diploma.
We're a second or third or fourth or tenth chance for somebody.
Titusville sits in the northwest corner of the state in Crawford County, where estimates say one in five adults can't read well enough to function in society. Davis has her success stories, but lately, another outcome has become all too common.
In a little over a year, I lost five former students to drug overdoses. The opioid epidemic has definitely hit here, and it's huge.
Here, similar to the statewide dynamic, most deaths occur in adults aged 25 to 44. One instance sticks out vividly.
An employee of mine came in and said, "Did you hear about," we'll call him John, "did you hear about John?" And I said, "No." And she said, "He overdosed last night." I said, "Oh, no." I'd been working with him for years, and I knew he had addiction issues. I said, "How bad was it?" And she said, "Oh, Kelly," she said, "he didn't make it." And it just, my heart fell to the floor. I mean, it takes a piece of me every time.
In 2016, the top four counties in Pennsylvania for drug overdose rates were rural ones in the western part of the state: Fulton, Cambria, Beaver, and Armstrong. Crawford and neighboring Erie County both had rates in the top third.
You have parents come in when you even talk to them, and you know that they're on something.
That's Diane Robbins, principal of Titusville's pre-K program. Principal Lisa Royek of nearby Hightown Elementary sees it with the parents of young children, too.
I've had times I won't let kids leave with parents because I know. I've only had to ever pursue law enforcement for that once, but they're usually pretty reasonable about it. I'll just say, "Hey, I don't really think you ought to be driving with Johnny in the car." They're usually like, yeah, put him on the bus. I mean, they know.
This is what Titusville Police Chief Harold Minch calls the dirty little secret of the current drug crisis: the collateral damage being caused on children.
And those children have to be taken care of by somebody, and many times it falls to the grandparents.
Titusville, once a wealthy beacon of the oil industry, has struggled to rebound from deindustrialization. The area is quaint. It's a proud small town surrounded by a gush of natural beauty. And you can walk around at night with little to worry about. The signs of distress and despair are also easy to find.
Not uncommon for us to find needles up here. They, not only heroin, but they melt the pills down and shoot them as well. That's standard all over the country.
What kind of pills are they melting?
Any opiate pill. You know, insert opiate derivative here. And that's what they're doing. That's everywhere.
835.
Show me out at 510 Mailer Street.
During a ride along with Chief Minch, we stop at a house that was squatted in by addicts in an otherwise well-kept neighborhood.
Everything in that dumpster was out on the floor and out inside the house.
Inside is a nightmare, a scene of filthy neglect that town workers had spent the morning trying to clear out.
Bad thing is there was a baby in here with them.
I know. Their mama's on probation. That mama's on probation, too. I watched her pee dirty right there in the probation officer's office 2 weeks ago.
One of the workers shows Minch all the needles they found.
Good Lord.
Bags and bags of needles. You know, there's one there,
yep,
there's one there.
Yeah, I didn't expect any different from them.
You know.
That's disgusting.
Upstairs in the back bedroom, parts of the roof are exposed and the ceiling has molded over.
And this is not uncommon that there would be a place this in disrepair?
This is pretty bad right here.
Okay.
Yeah, this is fairly spectacular. This might be one of the worst I've ever seen. I mean, that'll kill you.
In the early 2000s, the rural northwestern part of the state, and Titusville specifically, garnered the nickname the meth capital of Pennsylvania. A subsequent crackdown helped dispel that distinction. Minch, who's new to town from much larger Naples, Florida, said it was probably never deserved to begin with.
It kind of made me giggle when I heard this meth capital of Pennsylvania. I was like, "Well, you got a pretty weak meth operation here in Pennsylvania. This is the capital. You guys flat suck at this."
Since Minch arrived, he's gotten the few homeless drug addicts that existed off the streets and has pursued the small-time dealers and producers in the region aggressively.
"I am a stalker. That's what I do. I'm a predator. So I'm coming after you." And I tell them that freely. I tell them on TV quite a bit. When I see them in person, I tell them they know I'm coming. It's not a surprise when we come and get them. It's not a surprise when they get arrested.
But drugs clearly remain a problem, and he's less sure about what to do with the users.
They may not be able to pass the drug test at the place they're going to get hired, and they would rather sit home, smoke dope, and badmouth their country and take the check. And we have a lot of that. A lot of the places in this part of the country have that. And once you get on that roll and you haven't worked in 3 or 4 years or 2 years or whatever it is, how are you going back?
And here's where the schools come in. It's not that students themselves seem to be using or dealing hard drugs, but with many of them growing up in this culture, it's easy to wonder what will happen next, especially for those who stick around and find it tough to secure a middle-class job. Again, elementary school principal Lisa Royek.
It's an escape, and sadly it's affordable and it's here.
The school system sees itself as the nexus of the community and has worked to provide the right supports for students and families, things like universal pre-K, teachers trained in dealing with trauma, and easy access to those adult literacy programs. Leaders are most excited now, though, about a pilot program being run in Royek's elementary school, one that recasts the entire notion of school itself.
The industrial age model isn't going to work anymore because those factory jobs aren't there.
More on this in the next part of our series. Kevin McCrory, Keystone Crossroads.